Her smile turned speculative. Fewer people? Maynard, there are 8 different intelligence agencies who have set up shop in Tranquility, and all of them run surveillance operations on poor Dr. M'Zhu. There are times when their pursuit becomes dangerously close to a slapstick routine. Even the Kulu ESA have posted a team here. I imagine that must be a real thorn in my cousin Alistair's regal pride. I think what the Admiral meant was fewer people outside high government office. Yes, of course, the people most able to deal with the situation. The irony in her tone made Maynard Khanna give an inward flinch. In view of the fact that Dr. M'Zhu is now contacting a number of starship captains, and the Omutan sanctions are about to expire, the Admiral would be extremely grateful if we could be told of your policy regarding Dr. M'Zhu, he said formally. Are you recording this for the Admiral?
Yes, a full sense of eyes.
Ione stared straight into his eyes, speaking in a clear, precise diction. My father promised Admiral Alexandrovich's predecessor that Dr. Alkad M'Zhu would never be allowed to leave Tranquility, and I repeat that promise to the Admiral. She will not be permitted to leave, nor will I countenance any attempt to sell or hand over the information she presumably holds to anybody, including the Confederation Navy. Upon her death she will be cremated in order to destroy her neural mnemonics. And I hope to God that sees the end of the threat.
Thank you, Maynard Khanna said.
Ione relaxed a little. I hadn't even been gestated when she arrived here 26 years ago. So tell me, I'm curious. Has Fleet Intelligence discovered yet how she survived Garissa's destruction?
No, she can't have been on the planet. The Confederation Navy was in charge of the evacuation, and we have no record of carrying her on any of our ships, nor was she listed as being in any of the asteroid settlements. The only logical conclusion is that she was out-system on some kind of clandestine military mission when Omita bombed Garissa.
Deploying the Alchemist?
Who knows? The device certainly wasn't used, so either it didn't work or they were intercepted. The General Staff favors the interception scenario.
And if she survived, so did the Alchemist, Ione concluded.
If it was ever built.
She raised an eyebrow.
After all this time, I thought that was taken for granted. The thinking goes that after all this time we should have heard something other than rumors. If it does exist, why haven't the Garissan survivors tried to use it against Omita?
When it comes to doomsday machines, rumors are all I want to hear.
Yes. You know, I've watched her sometimes while she's been working over in the Laymill Project's physics center. She's a good physicist. Her colleagues respect her. But she's nothing exceptional, not mentally.
One idea in a lifetime is all it takes.
You're right. Clever of her to come here, really. The one place where her security is guaranteed, and at the same time, the one mini-nation which everybody knows is no military threat to other Confederation members.
So may I say you have no objection to our maintaining our observation team?
You can, providing you don't flaunt the privilege. But please reassure yourselves. I don't think she's received much geneering, if any. She can't last more than another 30 years, 40 at the outside. Then it will all be over.
Excellent.
He leant forward a few millimeters, lips moving upwards into a slight awkward smile.
There was one other matter.
Ione's eyes widened with innocent anticipation.
Yes?
An independent trader captain called Joshua Calvert mentioned your name in connection with one of our agents. She squinted up at the ceiling as if lost in a particularly difficult feat of recall.
Oh, yes, Joshua. I remember him. He caused quite a stir at the start of the year. Found a big chunk of Laymill electronics in the ruin ring. I met him at a party once, a nice young man.
Yes, Maynard Khanna said gingerly.
So you didn't warn him about Eric Thakra being one of our deep cover operatives?
Eric Thakra's name never passed my lips. Actually, Thakra has just been accepted by Captain André Duchamp for a berth on the Villeneuve's Revenge,
That's an Atomist ship with an antimatter drive fitted. I'm sure Commander Olsen Neal will confirm that for you. Eric Thackra's cover is completely intact. I can assure you that André Duchamp doesn't suspect a thing.